From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After months of stump speeches, interviews, and advertisements, the 2004 election is being decided in voting booths around the country. It's election day, and there are reports of long lines at polling places. A record turnout is expected.
Polls have now closed in 9 states, including Ohio, a key battleground state this year. We'll check in there in just a minute. First, an update on the other states.
Voting in North Carolina and West Virginia just ended. Earlier this hour, polls in Georgia, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Indiana closed. NPR is projecting President Bush will win in all of those states. Senator John Kerry is expected to win in Vermont. Virginia is still too close to call.
But now back to Ohio, where NPR's Anthony Brooks is at a gathering of the Ohio Republican Party in Columbus. Hi, Anthony.
Hi there, Melissa.
Ohio was a state that President Bush won in 2000 by a 4-point margin, and I wonder what you're hearing from folks at Republican headquarters about how they feel about tonight.
Well, I think there's still a pretty optimistic attitude here in Columbus at Republican headquarters. The party is just getting underway. We're expecting to hear from a bunch of senior Republican officials, but so far they haven't showed up yet. People here are talking about an enormous effort to get out the vote. Lots of phone calls being made this morning to get people to the polls, so they're hoping that that brings them good news.
Ohio, of course, a huge prize, 20 electoral votes. When you were out at polling places today, what were voters saying about what issues were most on their minds as they made their decision?
Well, we went to two different parts of the state, or right around Columbus. What was most striking in Columbus were an inner city neighborhood in the near east side of Columbus, a predominantly black neighborhood. And there, folks were waiting in line up to 3 hours to vote. And in fact, even though the polls are closed, people are still voting now because there's no way that they got through those lines by 7:30. So we saw an enormous determination to vote. And people there in the inner city were talking about the war predominantly, concern about the war, and issue one as well, which is a ballot initiative here in Ohio that would ban gay marriage. A lot of folks in that inner city precinct are opposed to that. Out in the suburbs, there was also talk about security, and there was talk about the economy. And folks out there in general talking about they were pleased with President Bush. There were also long lines out there, although not as long as in the city of Columbus itself.
And with people still voting even after the polls have officially closed, and if polls are any indication leading up to this vote of how close things are in Ohio, it could be some time before we have a result there.
Yeah, I would think so. It could be some time indeed.
We heard a lot leading up to this day about challenges of registered voters that were brought mostly by the Republican Party. Did you get any sense of that, of how that was playing out today?
We're hearing that it didn't amount to much. It didn't amount to much at all. There was a lot of concern that these challenges were going to make it difficult for people to vote. But again, we've only heard sporadic reports of occasional challenges. The only complaints we heard, again, in this inner city neighborhood, was that there weren't enough voting machines. So people were waiting many, many hours to vote and sometimes giving up and walking away. Still, as I said, a lot of people were in line and determined to vote.
And as you mentioned, are still in line and still determined to vote.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
NPR's Anthony Brooks at the Ohio Republican Party headquarters in Columbus.